Thank you and good morning. Federal, state, tribal, and local officials will gather in Klamath today to announce an agreement for the restoration of the Klamath River and the removal of four dams. Congressman Jared Huffman, along with Governor Jerry Brown, Oregon Governor Kate Brown, Secretary of the Interior Sally Jewell, tribal leaders, and other stakeholders will attend a press conference scheduled for 9:45. Huffman, a supporter of the dam removal project and who will speak at the meeting, said in a statement that the signing of the new agreement to tear out the Klamath River's aging hydropower dams brings us one step closer to rebuilding one of the West's most important rivers. The removal of the dams and the restoration of the river will now be coordinated through the administration of the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission, with the dam scheduled to be removed in the coming years. The city of Rio Del has been out in front in the crafting of local ordinances to regulate the cultivation, production, and distribution of medical marijuana, and the city's planning commission will make a final review of the city's plans next week. The Rio Del Planning Commission will meet next Tuesday, and they will discuss testing laboratories and dispensaries as part of the city's ordinance. City Manager Kyle Knott said in a statement that he wants to encourage members of the community to come down and be involved as early in the process as possible. All opinions are welcome. Residents can view the proposed ordinance online at the Rio Del City website. Jordan Christmas has news from Trinity County.
The Trinity County Sheriff's Office arrested a 40-year-old man in connection with a double homicide in the Hay Fork area on Monday night. Deputies received a call from the reporting party that 40-year-old Jason Brady admitted to killing two people at a residence on Carter Gulch Road in Hay Fork. Upon arrival, deputies spotted Brady inside of the residence, and he ran out through the back to escape, but deputies were able to catch him on foot. Law enforcement checked the residence and discovered the two bodies, and in a subsequent interview, Brady admitted that he killed the victims. Brady was booked into county jail, and the identity of the victims are being withheld pending notification of next of kin.
Thank you, Jordan. The county coroner's office has identified the man who died in St. Joseph's Hospital while under the custody of Eureka Police on Saturday as 33-year-old Eureka resident Jeremy Jenkins. Eureka Police responded to an area around Spring and Vance Streets after a call came in reporting that Jenkins was rolling around on the ground and appeared to be in distress. When officers contacted Jenkins, he told them that he ingested a large amount of methamphetamine, and he was arrested before being transported to St. Joe's. Jenkins suffered a medical emergency at the hospital and was later pronounced dead. The critical incident response team is investigating his death. The sheriff's office continues its search for 27-year-old William Combs, who was identified as the driver of a stolen pickup truck and who led deputies on a high-speed chase into Eureka that ended when the truck slammed into a fence at Harrison and Manzanita. A female passenger was injured and detained at the scene, but Combs fled the scene on foot. Combs has multiple felony warrants out in his name, and he remains at large. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. The county critical incident response team is investigating the death of a man who told responding Eureka officers that he had ingested a large amount of methamphetamine before he was taken into custody last Saturday afternoon. Eureka Police Chief Andy Mills said that the use of meth is dangerous enough, but when you take too much, you could put yourself in mortal danger. Mills provided details about what happens now in the investigation into that man's death.
The agreement between all the departments in the county is that when there's an in-custody death, in other words, that we've arrested somebody and they wind up dying for whatever reason, we do a very thorough and comprehensive investigation into that death to make sure that our policies and procedures were followed and that the investigation, there's no wrongdoing on the part of government.
Eureka officers had responded to calls about a man acting erratically on Saturday afternoon. They took him into custody for public intoxication and then to the hospital, where he later died.
Now, methamphetamine is a central nervous system stimulant. So it elevates the heart rate, elevates the blood pressure, elevates the body temperature. When it elevates too much, there's medical consequences to that. You know, organs start shutting down and the heart can stop. I mean, there's a lot of things, and that's why we take people to the hospital when they're at that level. Bottom line is you can't do massive amounts of meth and not do damage to yourself.
Dozens of Eureka police officers and law enforcement personnel responded to another suspected meth incident at 6th and P Streets yesterday morning, prompting Mills to comment on Twitter that maybe there was a bad batch of the drug going around. And that's the news on this Wednesday morning for KTVU.